Jr. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court found on Monday Donald Trump cannot be prosecuted for official actions taken as president, but can for private acts in a landmark ruling, recognizing for the first time any form of presidential immunity from prosecution. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The 6-3 decision written by Chief Justice John Roberts split down partisan lines and threw out a lower court's decision rejecting Trump's claims of immunity from criminal charges. It ordered the lower courts to evaluate which of the alleged crimes in the indictment were, quote, official and therefore immune from prosecution, and which were, quote, unofficial and potentially criminal. The Supreme Court's slow handling of the immunity case has already helped Trump by making it unlikely that any trial on charges brought by special counsel Jack Smith could be completed before the 2024 election.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday criticized the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity that was seen as a win for his election rival, former President Donald Trump.
This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent, because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States.
Taliban authorities were told women must be included in public life, UN Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo said on Monday as she defended a decision to sideline civil society groups at official talks in Doha. Rights organizations have strongly criticized the controversial UN move to exclude the groups, including women's rights activists, from the two-day meeting on Afghanistan as the price for the Taliban government's participation. The UN-hosted meeting began on Sunday and is the third such gathering to be held in Qatar in a little over a year. This is VOA News. The Israeli army has ordered a mass evacuation of Palestinians from much of Gaza's second-largest city, Khan Yunis. Monday's order is a sign Israeli troops could soon return to the southern city. It's also an indication of a regrouping there of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel wrapped up an offensive in Khan Yunis earlier this year and withdrew most of its forces. Israel has said it's in the final stages of an offensive in the nearby Gaza city of Rafah. Crowds gather around trucks and water tanks in Gaza's Khan Yunis to collect their share of drinking water, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Young children climb on a truck to try to get water into their containers first, while others sit under the truck to collect whatever drops fall. Displaced Palestinian Issem El-Daya says he had to wait from sunrise to sunset for 1 liter of drinking water to share with 16 people. The crowds around the trucks grow larger as more Palestinians displaced in Israel's ongoing war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip arrive in the area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
After weeks of political deal-making, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced the cabinet of his new government of national unity. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
South Africa's new ministers are a diverse group, from a former armed robber to a white Afrikaner nationalist. After the long-governing African National Congress, or ANC, lost its majority in May elections, Ramaphosa opted to form an inclusive government with 10 opposition parties that don't necessarily see eye to eye. Ramaphosa had to divvy up cabinet positions to keep everyone happy, with the result a somewhat bloated government of 32 ministers and 43 deputy ministers. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Hurricane Beryl unleashed powerful winds over the eastern Caribbean on Monday, downing power lines and ripping roofs from buildings, as scientists argue that climate change likely added to how quickly the unusually fierce early storm formed. Beryl struck the southeastern Caribbean at Category 4 strength on the 5-point scale, spiraling toward the Caribbean's windward islands and threatening devastating flooding as potentially deadly winds picked up speed. Across many islands that dot the eastern Caribbean, residents boarded up windows, stocked up on food, and filled their cars with fuel as the storm drew closer. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.